Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. It is great to be back with you. On Friday, my wife woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there was an alarming issue, and we had to go to the emergency room. So there were no shows over the weekend because I was taking care of my wife. The first vocation, if you're married, is your spouse. So that's what I was doing. But we're back on the saddle today. We're back in Matthew chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 17 and 18, which say, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Very fascinating words by Jesus today. So the law and the prophets, that's just another way of saying the Old Testament. Jesus didn't come to abolish the Old Testament. He didn't come to do any of that. He completely fulfilled the Mosaic law and the prophecies from the Old Testament. What's interesting is the Greek word here that's used for fulfill, it means to make complete. So the new covenant completes the old. It transforms it. It perfects it. So that's why there's no more sacrifices, no more animal sacrifices, because the sacrifice of Christ, like we read in the book of Hebrews, perfects and replaces the sacrificial laws of the Old Testament. Now, the moral law remains, the Ten Commandments. They're refined. That's what we read about in the Beatitudes a little bit. It's kind of a refining of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are still valid for Christians. So in the Christian life, grace is necessary. Grace is necessary if we're going to obey the Ten Commandments and if we're going to be able to grow in holiness. So what about the next verse? What's this iota that Jesus is talking about here? Well, an iota is it goes to do with the Hebrew letter yod, Y-O-D. It's a tiny extension that distinguishes one Hebrew letter from another that maybe looks similar. So Jesus is saying that, again, he didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill it. Not one word from the law is going to pass away until he comes again. So the sacrifice of Jesus replaces the Old Testament sacrifices, but the moral law remains because Jesus is calling us to a higher standard. And that's what we read about in the earlier part of this sermon, when he talks about the salt and light, and then earlier than that, the Beatitudes. So thank you for joining me today. God bless you. Have a great day.